others are doing the very best that they know how to do, or at least they're doing the best they're capable of with their current heart condition. And that's true of most of us. We don't want to mess up, but inevitably we do. How might those people around us step into freedom if we approach them as folks who mean well, instead of discounting them or supposing they're just bad? How much faster might we unite, connecting in both our broken humanity and strength in Christ? We can do it if we see the best in each other. We'd like to thank Meg Gemelli for writing this article. It's a great article. The significance of the phrase, love keeps no record of wrong. Now, just in case you had not heard the correct answer in Bible Jeopardy clue number 2, let's get to that. Why was Pharaoh's daughter at the Nile the day Moses floated by? Had she come to swim? Had she come to bathe? Was she out walking? Or was she resting? Exodus 2 and 5 has the correct response. And if you said, what is she was bathing? That would be the correct answer. What is she was there to bathe? Good answer. Good for you. Hey, we're coming back in just a few moments. Paradise Ministries is on the radio next, right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM. You're listening to KAYT, 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. You are, I give you glory, because of who you are, I give you praise. Water, water. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah Jireh, worship you. We glorify and we magnify your holy and great name. We pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say, and then do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It's in Jesus' name and for his sake we ask it all, and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Bell, Minister Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there is a word from the Lord. Malachi. Uh-oh. 3:10. Malachi, Old Testament. In fact, this is the last book. Malachi 3:10. When you have found it, say amen. Amen. Where we find these words which are recorded, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Thank you. You may be seated. You might as well say ouch, ouch, ouch. Yeah, it's going to hurt. Malachi. I want to use a topic, remembering what the Lord said about giving in 2020. Amen. Remembering what our Lord said about giving in the year 2020. You may be seated. Many of us are here today as we continue to celebrate our Black heritage. But the Black experience is more than just a celebration. It is about who we are and where we came from. I think Sister White said it applicably in such a profound way that challenged our minds as well as who we are as individuals as we sojourn in a land that we are in. It is about how we survive. And what you and I endured. But most of all, it is about a profound relationship with God. It is about what we profess we believe. It's about a profound relationship with our Maker, our King, our Lord and our God. And the Lord is asking each of us a question this morning. Do you remember what I said? For God's word is critical for the church today. Sister White has said, and she reamplifies it so significantly concerning where are the children? And the response have been unusually silent and quiet because today our children are not where they need to be on Sunday morning. As a matter of fact, we are in so much competition with the world that we're wrestling with the Mardi Gras and we're wrestling with the football games and we're wrestling with walks in the park and all of the things that are worldly and not spiritual. And so because we're wrestling with it, how do we grab and go after those who should be in the house of the Lord? For back 50 years ago, it was imperative that we came to church on Sunday morning. It was further imperative that we didn't do a whole lot on Saturday night because mama was always getting ready for Sunday morning by cooking the meals and preparing our clothes for Sunday morning, because we didn't do anything on Sunday. And now on Sunday morning, we go to the lake and we fish. We go to the Saints game. And the poor church is saying, where are my people? I think I said that this morning. Mardi Gras. Malachi, my brothers and sisters, is the last book in the Old Testament. Now, if you study the entire book of Malachi, which is not very long, it is only 4 chapters long. But if you study the book, you can see the nation of Israel was in a great spiritual decline. The reconstruction of the temple had been completed, and corruption had entered into it. And as a result of that, Malachi said, you offer polluted bread upon the altar. Corruption, my brothers and sisters, was widespread. Divorce had become a normal thing. The nation as a whole was in great spiritual decline. I'm talking about the nation of Israel. Does that sound like any nation you know today? Maybe there are some today who believe that we are experiencing what God had declared. And one could say, maybe they are right, or maybe they are wrong. There are some who believe that prophetically what we are experiencing today, God has ordained it because we are just seeing a chaotic, confusing nation. And maybe they are right, but maybe they are wrong. And I have said to you, even if God had done it, you don't follow a corrupt leader. God will be done. But I'm not going to follow somebody that I know is wrong and then justify it. The truth has to be told. We need to reflect back, my brothers and sisters, upon the words of the United States chaplain, Dr. Barry Black, who said, Lord, give us the courage to make the right decision. For one day we will all have to answer to a higher power. And that we will reap what we sow. And whatever we have been putting out, my brothers and sisters, one day will return back unto us. And so if we have put out something, if we have elevated something that is brash and arrogant, sarcastic, disrespectful, one day that will multiply because it is putting out a spirit that will envelop a whole nation, and that nation will experience that same stuff. And God said, you will reap what you sow. In Malachi, we can see here that God is not talking to a people as individuals. But he's talking to a nation. He states, I have commanded you to do something and you have failed to do it. And because of this, if you will return to me, if you will obey me, if you will start back in obedience, I will return unto you. You missed it. If you will return to me, if that word if is a conjunction, which means there's more to come. If you will obey me, if you will start back in obedience, I will return unto you. My brothers and sisters, God is reminding us of a principle he established concerning obedience and giving. How many times have we not obeyed what we know is right? But we wrestle and we fight with it in spite of. As believers, we know that God gave us and this world a love gift. And it is recorded in John 3:16, for it says, so